Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
Small rain shower continues to fall here at Michigan International Speedway. Did not get the green flag in the air. Cars did get fired and make some pace and parade laps, but then the skies opened up, so we are in a holding pattern. From Michigan International Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hey race fans, Court of the Joy here. Join Ryan Flores and myself for Stacking Pennies every week. I'll break down my race and everything that happened on the track right out of my windshield.
Plus, we give out the dogs of the week for the best pit crews and pit crew guys and go in depth for all the money stops, pit road woes, and penalties.
You know what? You never know what guests are going to stop by the Nonsense Garage, but you can listen to Stacking Pennies every week on your favorite podcast platform, SiriusXM Channel 90 on Tuesdays, and the full YouTube version drops on NASCAR Channel on Wednesdays.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Talks about how he never shows up to races, and he talks to me about how I'm not doing good enough in races. So we keep each other humble. No, it's good to have him here. Typical, Sunday, 2:30, 3 o'clock. It's going to rain, so you know where to find us at the racetrack. Waiting out the rain.
I'm surprised you didn't make your way back to the bus and go play college football. I saw you've been doing that lately.
Yeah, I need to sell that. I don't know why I bought that game.
Who's your team, by the way?
Tennessee. Come on, man. Yeah, you know, go Vols. If it continues to rain, you'll find me back there shortly. But I had to come say hello to the entourage, so it's been good.
So as a driver, you have a process, right, every race day. So then when you get back in the race car, how do you flip the switch?
Well, I think for right now, we didn't even get going yet, so even get the juices going, right? So we'll just hop back in and a little bit of a delay and get back at it.
I know you got to spend some time with Steve Post over the Olympic break, going racing the summer shootout. I know you talked a little bit about it in the media center, but just how rewarding was it for you to go back to your roots, do that, maybe learn a little bit, too, in the process?
Yeah, no, it was actually a lot of fun. As bad as we ran just about every week, it was good to just get back in there and run with those guys, and had a lot of fun being around Harvick and McMurray and helping out Keelan and Carter there. That was cool. That was a lot of fun. Harvick even twisted my leg to go run next week, Darlington week, down in Florence. So I'll be down there running that thing again. So it's just a good time. Just a little escape from the real job. Go out and compete, keep the competitive juices flowing. That's what it's all about. And hopefully we get it turned around and figure those things out.
You and Mike will have a rain dance. I mean, do we got something going on? I don't know. How do you get rid of this rain shower?
I know I can't dance.
I mean, he made it rain on the court, so, you know.
Yeah, I know I can't dance, and I damn sure don't want to see him try. So.
Good to see you. Bubba Wallace caping himself dry from the rain, guys, as everyone else is here on Pit Road.
And, Chris, make sure you tell that volunteer, that Tennessee volunteer, that he's in the Wolverine Spartan state here this afternoon. All right, it continues to rain, but very lightly. We have blue sky now peeking through outside of turn number 4. More rain on the radar, and drying has yet to begin. They won't begin until it completely stops raining. So Right now, we're in a holding pattern, and we need to pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Welcome to Michigan International Speedway, the Firekeepers Casino 400. The NASCAR Cup Series ready to go, but then halted due to Mother Nature. We had a rain shower that just moved through here. Cars are on pit road. They are covered up. We were just about ready to take the green flag, and then we took the rain off of turn number four, so we need to wait this one out. Glad to have you with us. Again, live on the Motor Racing Network, Jeff Strigl. Alongside is Alex Hayden and the crew chief, Todd Gordon, out in the turns and ready to go. Soon, hopefully, will be Mike Bagley and Dave Moody, and working for us downstairs on pit road is Chris Wilner and Steve Post. And Steve, I know with the drivers now out of their cars, you've got an opportunity to chat with them.
Oh, we got Justin Haley down here. He's bonding with his pit crew. Man, I'll tell you what, this is a rough-looking bunch you're hanging with here, Justin. Holy cow, I'm telling you what. Seems like, yeah, man, I'll tell you, rain delays, bonding with the crew. I know it's not what we'd rather be doing, but how do you manage things like this?
I mean, they definitely can make or break my day, so I got to be nice to them. But, yeah, pit road is definitely key. Yeah, we've been having fun. Hopefully we get the track dry here in a while and get to go green.
What has this been like this year? You guys have had some really, really good runs. You knew it was a building process. You knew it was an integration in RFK as well. What's this been like here as we're at the two-thirds mark? How would you assess how this thing has gone?
Yeah, we definitely didn't start off where we wanted to, and then we kind of hit a hot streak, and then we got cold for a little bit. So we unloaded this weekend with probably one of the best cars we've had at a bigger track. We really struggled at Pocono and Indy, two of the big tracks like here, but the guys rebounded. I feel confident in my piece, and yeah, we'll see if we mess it up overnight.
This rain, this racetrack will be likely green. What does that mean? Do you have a sense as to what that means of getting some rubber down and how that might alter the way this race unfolds?
Not really. You just got to stay ahead of it. Yeah, just got to take it one lap at a time and don't adjust yourself out. But I mean, it was green yesterday when we started practice too, right? So yeah, we definitely know a little bit about it. Just yeah, keep digging.
Keep digging, that's for sure. That's Justin Haley down here with his pit crew. I'll tell you what, if I was one of those guys that ever decided that I was going to go to a bar and just start jawing, I'm taking these guys with me to have my back. Yeah, man, we're in, right? Great, that's it, man. I think they're ready to go. I've never been to walk into a bar and talk smack, but I might start with this guy's walking in with me. That's what we do during rain delays here. A lot of jawing, a lot of talking, some snacking, and watching radar. That's what's happening down here in Justin Haley's pit.
And Steve is now trying to make nice with those guys down there. Mm-hmm. If you told them they were a rough-looking bunch. Todd, let's talk about these over-the-wall guys and girls that come out here and service these race cars during the races. They are a fun bunch of people. They are athletes. They're finely tuned. Give us an idea just what it takes to become an over-the-wall crew member at this level.
Just be an athlete, and that's the piece. When you look at these programs all across our garage, they're looking for athletes, and you'll find people. There are several guys that played college baseball, that played college football, that didn't quite. I had a gas man, Chris Conklin, a gas man on the 12 car, actually made it to two cut days, didn't finally make it into professional football, but came back here. So that's you're looking for those athletes, the guys that hand eye coordination, and some of these guys just muscular builds in their athleticism to get around the car to do 9.5 second pit stops. I brought up Chris Conklin in 12 car. Chris Wilner, you've got a little more there.
Yeah, we're continuing our roll up pit road, Todd, and we're here with a guy you probably know a little bit, Jonathan Hassler. Okay, so what is waiting in the rain like? How does this change your approach if and when we get this thing back going?
Yeah, we're just watching out like everybody else, hoping that we get started today. Obviously, when we get started today, you know, we would expect it to be a little bit shorter, potentially, with showers probably in and out all day. Tomorrow will be a full-length race, so weather seems to be a little bit better, hopefully, tomorrow. So we'll just keep watching.
How do you keep loose in the pit box here as we await this? I know some of the drivers are already heading back. I know Bubba was talking about playing college football. What do you like to do just to kind of keep your mind fresh?
Yeah, honestly, I'd say we step away from the pit box, just try to keep thinking through, you know, how the race is going to change. This is certainly a tough one. you know, it's a strategy is a huge part of this race, and you don't really need tires all the time. So, you know, cautions will certainly dictate the race a lot, and rain has, you know, will bring out those cautions. So just keep watching it until they say we can go home for the day.
We heard Ryan talk about the importance of the Heritage Trophy, and I know that's something near and dear, especially being in Penske's backyard. So do you guys feel that energy in the shop before you guys come here just about the importance of this race?
Yeah, you know, Michigan's important, I'd say, for us as a team. Really just the style of track has been probably one that we've struggled at. So we've certainly been, you know, working on some different ideas and trying to be better and just trying to, you know, do things that'll help us be better by the end of the year and into the playoffs.
And I know it's been a difficult week with the passing of Roy McCauley. What was his impact on you, the team, and just the whole shop and his impact really to the sport?
Yeah, you know, Roy was huge for our company and for the sport. You know, I think I said it to, you know, a few people this week. He was probably the, you know, as I got promoted to a crew chief, one of the first people that came in and talked to me when we had a good weekend. And, you know, as a race engineer, he's one of the guys that was really tough on me. And, you know, I definitely appreciate everything that he's done. And, you know, it's a big hole to fill for our company. Certainly, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Now, as a fellow Hoosier, I've got my Pacer hat on. You, of course, a Purdue graduate. Are you ready for the Purdue-USC rivalry that's going to brew up here with college football getting ready to go?
Yeah, definitely ready to, you know, get into it, to college football. I'm, you know, excited about Purdue and you know, new head coach last year, kind of kickstarting a new program. So look forward to good things from them.
All right, appreciate your time, guys. Jonathan Hassler here awaiting the raindrops to end, and I think we finally have seen a little reprieve, maybe the sun coming out just momentarily.
Well, 1 and 2 under clouds, 3 and 4 blue sky, sunshine. We're going to be a little bit more positive than Jonathan. We're going to race here this afternoon, or we're going to do everything we can to do that. The sun is out over in 3 and 4. That is going to help drying. And by the way, the Toyota Tundra track drying team is out, and they've gone to work over in turns 1 and 2. Let's talk to a driver that grew up about 45 minutes away from this racetrack from Portage, Michigan. And that's Carson Hocevar.
Carson Hocevar, a Michigan native here. Carson, we're on the MRN debate. We're trying to determine, are you or Jeff Striegel responsible for this weather?
Probably Jeff. I'm gonna go with Jeff. He probably got all the weather to stay dry for Berlin and then moved it. That was the price to pay to move it to here. But no, excited. Our car's really strong. I think based off practice, got a really good starting spot. You know, I think qualifying... per se, Richmond-wise, you know, running Richmond, determining the qualify was a lot harder than a one lap here. So a really strong run last week for us, but the Ziegler Auto Group, Premier Security Chevy, got a lot of people to run good in front of, so hopefully this weather clears out so we can do that.
Progress. This season has shown a lot of progress. What's it been like from the driver's seat as you go week to week and just continue to see growth and development with the Aspire Motorsports team?
It's a lot of fun. It gives me a lot of confidence. You know, I'm still new to this car and this series, right? So to be able to put together really good runs and know we're taking the cars in the right direction, you know, I feel like I have a lot of input of our feedback and directions of our car and what we do with them. And that's really big for me to have that creative control, per se, of them throw me the keys and let me work with my guys and work with engineers to really go the direction of geos and everything and put these cars together. I think we've shown a lot of speed. That gives me a lot of confidence and my guys a lot of confidence that, you know, we can put a really good product race car-wise on the racetrack.
It really does look good. Okay, a good race car on the racetrack. Let's go back to where we started, Berlin. Your home track, the Battle of Berlin about 2-3 weeks ago. What did it mean to you to go back to the home track? I know you've been back there a lot and I know you won some races. What did it mean to you to finally check the Battle of Berlin off a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, it was big. You know, Berlin's a huge one. It was their highest paying, I think, ever. You know, 40,000 to win, no slump or chump change at all. You know, Eric Jones and Bubba Pollard, they had a really good race, all three of us. And more than anything, it was a lot of fun to go do that with Ziegler Auto Group. I think that was their first ever win, regardless if it's a short track or whatever. It's their first ever win as a company, as a sponsor on a race car. So super big to do that. And then knowing just about a week and a half time, we're going to be here on Sunday and trying to do the same thing.
There we go. What's the game plan for the next track drying period of time? What's the game plan? Where are you headed? I see you're headed out. Where are you headed to? What's the game plan?
To be honest, I was just going to go sneak probably a snack or two and get a drink and then just kind of take a walk and get in the air while it's dry here for a brief moment and be ready to go.
Thanks for the time.
Thanks.
Carson Hocevar, man, I'm telling you what, this young man has really developed into a talent. That race team, Spire Motorsports, Todd Gordon and I, we had a chance to talk to some of the folks up there. Ryan Sparks, who will be the general manager, competition director next year. Ryan is on the Corey LaJoie team, crew chief now. And I am telling you, the sky is the limit for Spire Motorsports with some of the hires and some of the talent. Carson Hocevar doing a good job wheeling those Chevrolets for that race team.
Matched his career best finish a week ago at Richmond with an 8th-place finish. So Carson Hocevar, a bright star in the making in the NASCAR Cup Series. Another driver that was going through the same types of things Carson is experiencing has become a star in the Cup Series. His name is William Byron, and he's with Chris Wilner.
And he is sitting here awaiting word of what's next atop of his pit box. William, okay, we've heard from several drivers. Bubba was talking about video games. How are you keeping loose during this delay?
You know, I just try to stay as chill as possible. I don't really do anything per se. I mean, if I had a chance, if it was a long rain delay, I would go back to the bus and do something. But this one's just kind of spotty, so it's hard to get out of the zone of what we do. But, yeah, I mean, we haven't done anything, so we don't have anything to debrief on or things like that. But just kind of, you know, think about what you're going to do here on the start of the race. And whenever we do go racing, just how long the race is and just trying to manage all that. So I feel like our car was really good yesterday. Just made some fine-tuning and adjustments and try to see what we have.
Yeah, when you have a short practice like that and then qualifying is rained out, I mean, how important, I mean, what can you do between then and the start of the race to see if maybe we were a little off, this is what we need to do to fix it?
Yeah, I mean, luckily for us, we're pretty close. So it's just hopefully when we get going here, the track is similar and you can kind of feel out the differences in the track or the changes. So just trying to identify that stuff soon in the race and figure out, you know, how different it is today versus yesterday. But anytime you have, you know, we had basically 20 laps we ran, so had a pretty good idea what I had. Would have probably needed another set of tires to really know anything different. So we'll see what happens.
Let's talk about your season. I know we're kind of in the end of the summer stretch, getting ready to go playoff racing, fourth in the playoff position, but it's been a while since we've seen you lead a race, and maybe the finishes you guys haven't wanted the last several races. So where are you at in terms of getting back on the horse, finding that momentum going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel like we obviously went through a bit of a up and down stretch, but I think we've been really slowly turning things around since Indy, and honestly, the break came at a good time, and this is a good track for us, and a lot of the tracks in the fall are good for us. So just trying to get locked into those and feel like we're gonna, you know, have some strong races here soon.
All right, guys, that's William Byron. Appreciate his time. Gonna rest this one out as, again, the sun is starting to beat down onto the racetrack. Track drying continues here at Michigan.
William Byron, the winner of the 2024 Daytona 500. A few weeks later, he won the road course at COTA in Texas, his third win this season on the short track at Martinsville in Martinsville, Virginia.
Craftsman is back on track and racing for a miracle. Help support your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital and save 20% off select Craftsman V20 products. Shop this deal of the race at Ace Hardware. Do it fast. Do it proud. Do it with Craftsman. 20% savings offer available at participating Ace Hardware stores and on acehardware.com. Restrictions apply. See craftsman.com/deal of the race for details.
Here's Brooke Burke for Skechers' new workout walker footwear.
Do you know the world's number one most popular form of exercise? It's walking, and one company has you covered, Skechers, the comfort technology company, with their newest performance walking sneaker, Skechers Workout Walker. Because the Skechers Workout Walker is fully loaded to get the most out of your walk, including a carbon-infused plate in the sole to add more spring to your step. Find Skechers Workout Walker for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The ever-changing weather here at Michigan International Speedway now has us under blue sky and a lot of sunshine. Not completely blue, but certainly better than it's been all day long. That's the good news. The bad news is we still have weather, rain in the area. Back with more in a moment from Michigan International Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
There is no doubt that we would rather be calling the action off of turn number four and down the front straightaway, that battle for the lead as it makes its way into turn number three, but we can't do it at the moment. That's the bad news. The good news is we have the opportunity in situations like this to visit with the drivers, to go one-on-one with them, and we're going to do that right now with the driver of the legendary Wood Brothers Ford, and that's Harrison Burton.
That's right. I haven't talked to Harrison in a little bit, so it's good to catch up with him during this delay. First off, Harrison, what's it been like for you this delay? I know you've got the suit pulled down a little bit. You're relaxed, so but are you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go. I got a really good pit road check done, and then didn't speed on my first check, so that's nice, and that's about it. So we were on TV that we're doing the embedded thing and the camera's on our pit box. I threw a Sharpie at my crew chief for the TV. So it's been an eventful day. Other than that, I don't have much to report yet. Hopefully it gets going soon.
So we're staying loose. That's cool. We were just talking before we started this interview, too, about, you know, the fact I was over there talking to Bubba. Michael Jordan's here, and he's sitting on the pit box. You have a pretty interesting story about when MJ ran into you at Bristol.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. I was actually telling Denny this story last night. I ran into Denny, and so driver intros at Bristol. Michael Jordan's obviously got like 20 security guys around him because he's Michael Jordan, and he's walking the same line as the drivers do on driver intros, and I got like caught in the middle. He could tell I was like trying to get out of there, and he like grabbed me by the arm and was like, "You're good, Harrison." I was like, "Dang, he knows his racing if he knows me." So he's locked in on it. So that was really cool. It's cool to see people like him or any of our owners, Pitbull, these stars that are starting to gravitate towards our sport because of the product that we put out there and because of the engagement we get from the awesome fans that literally, I don't think I saw anybody get out of their seat when it was pouring rain. So it's just a cool sport, cool to be around, and hopefully we'll put on a good show here soon.
Well, let's talk about you now. Obviously, the news earlier this year, a couple weeks ago, not returning to the Wood Brothers. So what is the agenda for the rest of the year? How do you end on a high note and look forward to what's next?
Yeah, I think you just take it week by week like any other time, right? I mean, for me, I'm really, really fortunate. I've got a great kind of group around me that lets me just focus on being a race car driver. And I get to drive the 21 car still. So until that's over, we're going to make the best out of that. And I owe that to the Wood Brothers and the people that are on this race car to do my best every week. And we're going to do just that. So still feel like part of the family. Lynn and Eddie and John Wood, Kevin Wood, Leonard Wood, they all still, you know, mess with me, come in and shake my hand, hug me, whatever. We're still all on good terms. And it's going to be even better terms if we can just continue to try and run better and try and get some good finishes for these guys.
Where is your mindset in terms of maybe what is next? Is there something clear? Is it still murky? Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's becoming more clear, right, as time goes. And for me, the biggest thing is I just want to go somewhere that I'm wanted and want to, be built around and have a group that believes in me. And you know, I'm confident in myself still. Obviously, this hasn't gone the way I wanted it to go, this cup journey so far. I think I can do it, and I've shown I can do it at times, but it's just not been there enough. So just have to go to the drawing board, figure out what I can do to be a better driver, and finish this last stint with the Wood Brothers strong and see where the future takes us.
Finally, you're in a Ford, and we're here at Michigan, so how special is it to do that, go for the Heritage Trophy if you can get to win, but nonetheless be a part of such a big group?
Yeah, it's really cool, Edsel Ford's here and all kinds of just people from Ford that you never think you would meet in your whole life, right? And Gosh, it's really cool just to know them and be able to shake their hand and say, hey, how's it going, and just talk to them and hang out. So I've been enjoying that, and obviously at Michigan there's a lot of pride for them, you know, to have speed down these long straightaways. So we're going to go try and do my job in the corner so their engines can do their job down the straightaway, and see if we can't put a good race together.
Have fun later today.
Thank you.
Harrison Burton, guys, enjoying his time here on a little bit of a break, but again, track drying continues. The sun is out here at Michigan.
Yeah, it is, and the track is beginning to dry with that sun beating down on it, along with the Toyota Tundra track drying team. Stations, we do want to let you know, at the bottom of the hour, we will be turning this broadcast back over to you, so please prepare alternate programming. Once again, at the bottom of the hour, we will be turning this broadcast back to you.
All right, before we do that, let's talk to the driver that will lead the field to the green flag here, hopefully later on this afternoon. In the Firekeepers Casino 400 postman, and it is Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin down here just kind of hanging behind the pit box with Chris Gayward as crew chief. Denny, had a couple parade laps. How was your race car?
Great.
Chris Gayward's real. He's giving us thumbs up. Stop again, start again. We seem to have these parade lap rainfalls, it seems like, all the time. What's that like just to get geared up and then have to stand down again?
Summertime. This is what we got, right? We got showers in the afternoon. It's summertime. So, yeah, it's part of being an outdoor sport. You got to put up with these things, and you try to do your best with, you know, scheduling it right, but it's so hard to predict when these storms are going to hit. And it seems like, unfortunately for these race fans, we've had 2 years in a row where we make you think we're going, and then we don't because the rain has other ideas. So it's unfortunate, but we'll get going green here shortly.
Let's talk a little bit about team owner Denny Hamlin. 23-11. We talked to you earlier about the battle for the regular season playoff. You've got a driver in the hunt with Tyler Reddick. You got Bubba trying to race in. How are things at 23-11? How are things as far as your race team that you own goes?
They're really going well. I mean, I think they've had, probably 8 top fives in the last, you know, 4 or 5 races. I mean, just a lot, you know, between the two of them, and so. They're really running well. The speed's picked up on the 23, which is good news. It's the right time to do it. So, you know, we'd love to get both cars in there in the playoffs and give ourselves, you know, a couple shots at it. So I really feel like 45's had a ton of speed and certainly been up front all year. But, you know, the 23's starting to peak now at the right time.
Where are you at with this 11 team? You got 3 races in the regular season. It's been a little bit of a quiet summer. I think there's been some good speed, but some things that just happened out of your control. Where are you at with your performance as you get ready to go playoff and championship racing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're at the top of our game as far as performance-wise. I feel like every single weekend we're up front. It's just a matter of whether we finish there, you know, and do things happen during the course of the race that can kind of deter where you're supposed to finish. And so, if we're on an oval, I feel I show up at the racetrack really happy because I know I can win. And this weekend will be no different. I can't wait to get this thing going, and hopefully we can get some more bonus points for the playoffs.
Denny, final question for you is away from the racetrack, and I don't necessarily want to replay this week and all the festivities, but you have embraced the role with your podcast, Actions Detrimental, one of the spokespersons of the sport. What's that been like? Now, do you ever have weeks where it's just like, man, I don't want to be this? What's that role been like as a guy that's been in front of this sport like you have been over the last year and a half with the podcast and really even your presence in the media and the media center?
Well, the world has changed. I think the way people consume sports now is a lot different than what it used to be in the past. You used to watch a race on Sunday, and you really never heard anything until you go back to the following week, right? And now all kinds of sports have different podcasts, different shows, things like that that, you know, fill in the content that the people really want. And so I've just learned over time that, you know, in order to evolve as a sport, we must continue to evolve with our content. And so we created this podcast to give fans an insider's perspective of, like, you know, I'm going to go out here and race today and then maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow morning, go tell you what I just experienced, right? And so maybe there's some things on TV that you didn't see or didn't hear on MRN radio that, you know, that you guys don't know about. And so it's trying to give those people, you know, an education of NASCAR racing, trying to grow the sport. And certainly there's a lot of weeks where I don't want to do it. And I hate having to do it because we've had a bad finish, but it's just part of the deal. And in the end, it's certainly been great for the brand.
Well, as a content consumer, we really enjoy it. A lot of us do, and I do personally. Can't wait to see what happens when you go back to green. We wish you well during the delay and then getting back after it, Denny.
Absolutely. Thank you.
There we go. Denny Hamlin, the Yahoo Toyota, going to lead us to green here this afternoon. I'm going with all optimism this afternoon when we go back racing.
I'm with you 100%. I was optimistic yesterday, and we got the entire NASCAR Xfinity Series race in as well. Let's check in with Chris Wilner.
Down here with AJ Allmendinger. He's watching his crew on their phones. You're not on your phone, so what are you doing? You're just looking at them.
Yeah, they're pit crew guys, so they're definitely searching where the nearest restaurant is because they be hungry right now. They already were asking what I have in the hauler for them for food. So, that's really the we hope we get this race in, but if not, I think they've already got food places lined up.
I was going to say, but where did you eat last night? Because I heard it was pretty good, although the rating wasn't great.
Well, I'm not going to give you the name because, A, they don't sponsor me. And, I'll give them the name if they want to sponsor us. But, B, I don't want people to show up there tonight because we might go back if we don't get this race in. But, yeah, the my PR girl, Skylar, she found it. Rating was a little suspect. She didn't even tell me the rating. And then we ate there, and my rating was way higher. So it was great, and we might go back there tonight if we don't get this race in, but let's hope we get the race in.
We're cautiously optimistic. I like that. Hey, what did you learn yesterday, if anything, about the way the racetrack changed? 11th place finish in the Xfinity car. Does anything correlate?
10th place finish.
10th place. Excuse me, 10th place. You're right.
That big top 10 bonus there. So, it's this place is obviously super fast, and especially these cup cars. The Xfinity car is somewhat like this, but the cup car especially, you're carrying so much speed through the corners and you're barely out of the throttle, and it's just such a dance to get it where you're not too tight, but you cannot be loose. If you're loose, you got no speed and you are just holding on for dear life. So our leaf filter gutter protection Chevy yesterday had good speed in it. We were on the good side of the balance, but that's kind of what you're trying to keep up with. Between we have to start at the back, traffic's going to be hard to get through, and then on top of it, just keeping up with it raining like this, and then if we get rubber down and how much the track changes. So it's a challenging place, but if you get it right, you can pass cars.
Yeah, and I know the announcement this week too, going to be full-time cup next year for Colic. So how the rest of your season on the cup side here this year, how much is that a building block into next year?
It is a little bit here and there, all my cup races I've done this year, you're just always trying to do everything we can to learn and try to get better. I think we're definitely behind this year, and that's something going in the off season we're really gonna have to work hard to try to get closer. We got to have realistic expectations. We know on the road courses and certain racetracks we can run up front and maybe surprise some people like we did at the Roval last year, and in general in a place like this I felt like we go run inside the top 15, 16, 17. That's a great day for us, and that's where we got to get to, where top 20 finishes is our normal good day, and anything above that is a great day. So that's just kind of what we got to work on. I got a few more races left this year, but definitely focus on the Xfinity Championship, trying to get better there, and then definitely with our eyes going into next year.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of this break, and you may need to feed these guys. They look hungry.
They are, and we're definitely going to need them, whether it's today or tomorrow. So if I got to... Their tab at any restaurant, there's 5, 6, 7 of them. So their tab is at least $1,200 because they'd like to eat. Yeah, they'd be eating.
Good luck with that. All right, AJ Allmendinger, guys, enjoying the break here with his crew here in Colic Racing.
Well, Chris, I can tell you right now he's fibbing, and I can tell you why. Because Alex and I busted AJ at a downtown Jackson Wendy's, and he had, a biggie bag and a bacon cheese meal going on. There's not $1,200 there. He's lying.
No, not out of him, but maybe with that entire crew, they could eat enough for $1,200 worth. I can honestly believe that.
I want to go there now. We'll get a Frosty. We are going to turn this broadcast back over to our stations here momentarily as we wait out the weather delay. And by the way, we always want to say this. Thank you to the drivers, each and every one of them, for giving Chris and Steve something to talk about, somebody to talk to. They're always gracious with their time. All right, weatherman, do me a favor. Take a look at the radar. Take a look at the skies. As you said, the track is drying nicely. That's the good news. What's the rest of the story as we know it at the moment?
There's still spotty showers in and around the Michigan International Speedway. There may be some that have a bullseye directly on this 2-mile facility. We'll have to just simply wait and see and hope that Mother Nature will be kind to us. after this, there is another line that has a high probability of dumping a little more moisture here at the racetrack. After that, it is really, really spotty to the point where I think we will be able to get today's race in. I'm optimistic that way. I'm always optimistic that way, and I think the radar will back that up. Fingers crossed, though, because I honestly don't know.
I got an idea. We're going to be taking a break here until the top of the hour. Why don't you and I jump in the rental car? We're going to go down I-94. We're going to stop at Firekeeper's Casino. We'll have a little fun, maybe win a little bit of money. Then we'll come back and give everybody an update at 4 o'clock Eastern Time. What do you think?
What's it going to take for you to win enough to not come back?
That's a good question, and I won't answer it knowing who's here with us in the booth. It is the Firekeepers Casino 400, Alex, the NASCAR Cup Series. Weather delay, but we're going to do this, and like you said, we're going to do this a little bit later on.
Yeah, we are, but track drying is underway for the moment with the Toyota Tundra track drying team. The racetrack itself is beginning to dry rather nicely with the sun beating down as well.
So Denny Hamlin will be the driver that will lead the field of the green flag here, hopefully coming up later on this afternoon. We'll see you at the top of the hour for another update. This broadcast has been a production of the Motor Racing Network.
Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates. Stations, this is not for broadcast. The NASCAR Cup Series Firekeepers Casino 400 from Michigan International Speedway is in a weather delay. Continue to monitor this feed at the top and bottom of the hour for updates.
That was 5 minutes to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. Your next time check will be 4 minutes to airtime. If you're having problems with your XDS receiver, call Audio One at 866-707-7490 and select option 4 or email Audio One at support@audioone.com. This is the Motor Racing Network with time checks for today's broadcast. Stand by for your 4-minute time check. That was 4 minutes to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. Your next time check will be 3 minutes to airtime. If you're having problems with your XDS receiver, call Audio One at 866-707-7490 and select option 4. This is the Motor Racing Network with time checks for today's broadcast. Stand by for your 3-minute time check. That was 3 minutes to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. Your next time check will be 2 minutes to airtime. If you're having problems with your XDS receiver, call Audio One at 866-707-7490 and select option 4 or email Audio One at support@audioone.com. This is the Motor Racing Network with time checks for today's broadcast. Stand by for your 2-minute time check. That was 2 minutes to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. Your next time check will be 90 seconds to airtime. If you're having problems with your XDS receiver, call Audio One at 866-707-7490 and select option 4 or email Audio One at support@audioone.com. That was 90 seconds to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. Your next time check will be 1 minute to airtime. This is the Motor Racing Network counting down to today's broadcast. At the tone will be 1 minute to airtime. Stand by for your 1 minute time check. That was 1 minute to airtime.